you ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up?
You know that feeling? That the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it.
Think about it. Everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. All you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight, and it feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.
Welcome. Welcome, welcome to Rant Speak for March 7th, 2004. Let me just adjust the volumes here. Get a bit more of me and a little bit less of the music. There we go. Welcome to everybody in the IRC and everybody listening, which is probably most of the people just in the IRC. You're listening to Rant Speak. It's Sunday night, the end of the week. Something to get you going through till Monday morning. I want to say hi to everyone in the IRC listening. I'm going to bring in Smokehouse here, the co-host. So let's dial him up. Yeah, just finishing off a bowl of cereal with some soy milk here. Oops. Gave him Smokehouse. With Skype.
Hello.
Smokey.
You got me?
I got you. You got me?
I got you.
I got you, babe.
How I sound, man?
You sound good, actually.
I'm all set up this week. I got a mic stand and the whole nine yards. I'm looking good.
Very nice. I'm just going to turn you down here.
Can't hear
you. Sorry about that. It's just turning you down a bit.
All right.
Because I noticed in the archives you're a bit loud.
Yeah, okay. Well, like I said, I got a $3 microphone, man. I'm doing the best I can.
Hopefully it won't be too bassy this week, but it sounds pretty good in my headphones anyway.
Well, I made some adjustments, so hopefully it's better.
Excellent. So it's okay. Time once again for Rant Speak.
Mm-hmm.
Are you nice and awake, Smokey?
I had to drink about 2 Cokes. I'm awake now. I was starting to drift off there about half an hour ago. I'm like, I can't go to sleep now. I have a show to do. So here I am.
Well, at least you're with us. Yeah, the connection sounds really good to you tonight, actually.
Yeah, it does sound pretty good, actually.
It's like you're on the phone.
Yeah. You're still a little fuzzy, but it's better than it was last week.
Yeah, it's something to do with my sound card or microphone input or something. I should really work on that, see. Yeah. It doesn't concern me, though. It's all for you. It's only fuzzy for you. The listeners can hear me fine.
It's just something between me and you that we haven't figured out yet. So.
Yeah.
But we'll get there.
We'll get there. So how about you post the Skype link for the people in the IRC? So if they want to phone in a little bit later after we talk about some stuff. And I've got an announcement tonight. I can't wait.
Yes, he does.
I can't wait to say it. It'll be awesome. And in the IRC, there's also some links. If you're not listening, well, you wouldn't be hearing my voice. If you could post those in the IRC as well, Smokey.
Sure.
And the webpage and the forum links and spam them with all those links.
Oh, I would love to.
So the people in the IRC, I'll just read off. There's Pi, there's Alpha 736, APOC, Juggalo of Evil, Mary Rebel Virgin, Mega Program, Meph Dead, Shade, Sleeping Missy, and Smokey, of course, Snake, Soul Trans, Lieutenant Major Zombie, Sparky, Eile, African Love Turtle, and Enovan, Askey and Blood, Bloody Dead, Carcass, Case, Casper, Cenobite, Corodius, Decker Tigray, Delusion, Griffin, Haggard 37, Jib Cat, Joel DeFortune, Jinx Cat, Jinx Daddy, sorry. Kexler, Kickaman, Kurgan Sleep, Cult Killer Away, Mostly Harmless, Mr. Echo, No Deal, Naughty Ski, Nizen, Psycho, Raider Sleep, Sanix, Sir Dork, Schizo, Spooky, Toxic, The Andy Christ, The Music God One, and Zutroy. Nice name, Andy Christ.
That's it. That is a nice name. Very, very appropriate, too, for what's been going on lately these days.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. So have you had a day of work yet?
Not yet. Not
no.
Not till the 22nd.
Oh, okay. Okay. So they just...
I have to go in for my orientation on the 15th, you know, where they put the barcode on me.
Yeah, they tattooed on the back of your neck.
Yes, and then I start work the following week.
You become the part of the Walmart conglomerate?
Yes, the Walmart family, as they like to call it.
And I've heard they do a little cheer every morning. And you have to, like, yay, Walmart!
Yay, I'll have laryngitis every day for my entire working experience.
And they, like, shout out the W-A-L and get you in the mood to work.
Oh, great. Thanks for letting me know that. I really want to go now.
Oh, yeah. You know it. Brainwashing at its finest.
Oh, absolutely.
So if you want to get involved with Rant Media, Rant Radio, there's a couple ways. Actually, there's lots of ways. A couple easy ways. Get your picture on the webpage. Send your picture into info@rantradio.com.
Mm-hmm. Your picture, not your finger.
Not your finger, not your hair.
Your face.
Your face, your picture. And if you don't want your picture on there, don't send us your finger. Because it's not going up.
We're done with that.
We're done with the fingers. If you're listening overseas, like in Australia, lots of Australian listeners, or in Europe, because it's pretty much prime time right now over there, which is the advantage of doing a late night show. You get all the overseas listeners. You can send in your name, city, and country to info@rantradio.com. And if you don't want to do either of that, just tell your friends to listen into the show, or just tell them about Rant Radio or the multitude of multifaceted things that we do here. And last week's archives are on the webpage.
It is available to download.
That's
as
right.
We speak.
And also episode zero, which I did like a couple months ago, is also up there.
Yeah, that's up there too.
I haven't re-listened to that, so I don't know the quality, but listen to episode one of this. Not too bad.
They'll get better, we hope.
Yeah, we hope. We can only get better, I hope, not worse. Ugh. And if you want to send in some news stories or something that's concerning you, or just fan mail or whatever, send it to info@rantradio.com, and maybe I'll read it on the air. We need some bandwidth.
You're not kidding.
And if we don't get bandwidth, well, you just probably won't be able to listen, because both the punk and the industrial streams are full every day. Every single day. Almost all the working day of North America. Constantly full. Which is nice.
Which is nice, but it also makes it very difficult because bandwidth is expensive, and even though it's donated, someone has to pay for it.
That's right. And the people that are donating it, it's full for them. So it's a little bit hard on the people that are donating it. And if we get more mirrors, it's less of a stress on them. And the more mirrors we add, the more mirrors we'll be able to support, really.
Right, and the more people that get to listen, which is what it's all about.
Exactly, because right now people are trying to listen, it goes, can't connect for some dumb reason. And it doesn't really explain it very well, so it looks like we're having errors. And people have been emailing me and ICQing me saying, there's an error on your stream. No, it's not an error. It's full. Sorry.
It doesn't say server full?
No, it doesn't. It says, like, error syncing to MPEG or something. It's really a bad error message.
Oh, I've seen that one before. I have no idea what that means.
Yeah. Well, one of the reasons it's full. I've tried it. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, what's going on? My station's all fucked up. No, it's just
full.
Yeah. DJs. We need DJs, right, Smoke?
Yes, please.
Please,
I'm up at 1 in the morning begging for DJs. Come on. Throw me a bone.
Yeah. If you think you can get on a microphone and entertain the masses, rock on. Please do. Yes. Send in email smokehouse@rantradio.com. Smoke, he'll take care of you.
That's right.
He'll get you on the air. And it's not that hard. You just get a microphone in front of your face, get some news stories, things you care about.
And if you don't think you're that good, I will work with you.
Yeah, so we can train you up or whatever, right?
We can make you better. We can build a better DJ.
It only takes $6 million.
No, right.
you Smokey will tell you what's bad about it, what's good about it, what strengths you go on, all that kind of stuff. He'll help you.
That's right.
Rant Meetup Day is coming up soon in 2 weeks. It's on Sundays, so right after the meetup day, I'll be on the air. I'll talk about the meetup. Third Sunday of each month, this month, it's on March 21st. Very special one, actually. Sean's going to be there, of course, like last month. But this time, yeah, amazing, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But this time, we're going to hold it at a GPS grid rather than at a specific place. So you have to do a little bit of research this time. It's not as simple as it sounds. What?
You have to think this time.
Yeah. It's easy enough. You don't have to have a GPS to find where we are. You can look it up on the web. A lot more fun if you just have a GPS and start driving towards it.
Yeah, that is fun.
It's sort of like what are those geocaches? Yeah. Except
yeah.
It's a geocache to find Sean.
I actually used his GPS to find his house.
Oh, really?
He let me borrow it when I was up there after I left his house, and to get back, we used it to get back.
Oh, nice. Very cool.
So it does work.
So you just kind of go left and right, then left and right, and get closer and closer.
Right.
That's awesome. Yeah, so we're going to be posting the GPS grid coordinates of the BC Rant Meetup. This is just for the BC one. All the other ones are wherever they're posted in the forums.
Wherever they're at.
Yeah, wherever they're at. Just look under the meetup in the Rant Radio forums and you'll see all the details there. And if you want to start holding one in your area, just post in there and I'll add it to the top if you actually found a place and stuff like that. So, Smokey. Any news?
Yes, sir.
Anything you want to talk about this week?
Not really.
No?
It's been slow last few weeks. You know?
Yeah.
Still waiting to hear from the guys who were wanting to do punk shows. I haven't heard back from them yet.
Oh, no. Okay.
Of course, I haven't checked the FTP lately. They may have uploaded something and not told me.
Very true. People do that.
Which is not good. If you're going to upload something about a show, let me know when you do it so I know when to go.
Yeah. We're not mind readers, right?
Yeah. I don't think to check that every day because I have other stuff to do too.
Yeah, so. I rarely check it too, so if you're uploading something there, let me know because I'll check it out. But a new show on Rant TV is coming. It's actually pretty interesting too.
And you asked me why I don't have news and I should know about this, right?
That's right. Well, they messaged me, you know. If you have new shows, you can tell Smokehouse about it. Smokehouse@rantradio.com.
You're busted.
But this one came to me. It's very cool, and it's actually shot here in BC.
Oh.
It's a show called Diving with... And it's not diving underwater, as you might think. It's with Pierdin and Motikai. I always mess up his name.
Okay.
And I don't think that they're in the IRC right now, which is unfortunate. I guess they've gone to bed or something. But it's a show on dumpster diving.
Wow. There's some education for you.
Very cool. How to not step on nails. I don't know. They submitted their demo show. And I gave them a few pointers. They're going to go and re-edit it.
Okay.
And it'll probably be up, I think, in a couple days, actually, because they've already shot two episodes, and they're going to combine the two episodes to make one episode, because I gave them a few pointers.
About how long is it, then?
About a half hour.
Okay.
Half hour show, which is very
fantastic.
Cool. So I'll put up the news on the Rant TV site about it, and links to their website so you can download it. And I'm also going to put in the Rant TV rotation.
Great.
And that's a very unique, like, where have you ever heard about dumpster diving, a show about dumpster diving? Like, maybe because, who knows, maybe because the idea sucks, but no, it's actually pretty entertaining, because they're walking around at night, and they got the infrared light going, and all that kind of stuff, and they're encountering people, and stuff like that. It's kind of cool. The design for the covers of the SKTFM .TV DVDs and the Sean Kennedy radio DVDs are done, which is very cool. That was one of the last steps that I had to get for the Sean Kennedy radio DVDs. And Shade has done the designs. Awesome job. You can see one of the designs for the SKTFM.TV DVD on the merchandise page. if you want to post that link in the IRC right now, Smokey. And of course, I'll probably be mentioning this till the end of time. Rant Media is going to DEF CON, DEF CON 12, July 30th to August 1st in Las Vegas. Going to be lots of fun. We're going to do a lot of shooting on the way down and while we're there for Sean Kennedy and a whole bunch of little projects that we're working in with that. It'll be lots of fun. And I'll wave back. Hi, Shatter in the IRC. Patrolling with Sean Kennedy, still coming along. Very, very cool. We shot 2 hours of video today. Two more hours of video. Every Sunday, I go to Sean's house. We either go out and do some shooting or shoot inside the house, stuff like that. And today it was pissing rain. So we had to do some inside shooting. Lots of fun stuff done. Still no details. It still looks like it's on track for about 2 months. The first episode's going to be released, it looks like, because I have to get my new camera, because I'm buying a brand new camera. Probably the same camera as Sparky's got, because he brought it around to the last rant meetup, and it looks really cool. Really awesome camera. And I think we lost Smokehouse, because he hasn't been talking anymore. Just give him a call back. It's like, Smokehouse is unusually quiet.
Stupid Skype.
I'm like, Smokehouse is unusually quiet. What's going on?
It just crashed. It just quit.
Like the whole program crashed.
It's like, would you like to send the bug report now? No, I wouldn't. I'd like to talk to Sim, please.
No bug reports. Skip straight to making the program work again.
Yes. Sorry about that.
That's okay. That's okay.
Not my fault.
Did you reboot the computer right before the show?
You know what? I didn't.
Yeah, I used to do that a lot. My computers are pretty stable now, but
yeah, mine is too. That's why I don't think about it anymore.
Yeah. So, things happen, you know.
So what is this?
Not much. I think I told you to put the link to the merchandise page.
Okay, I can. Let me see if I can.
And put the link for the DEF CON 12. And talked about patrolling with Sean Kennedy, and I'm like, Smokey's so quiet.
Well, that's because I wasn't here.
Very true. Okay, now for the big news. Are you ready, Smoke? Oh, You already know. You know all about
that's
it.
Special.
But the people in the IRC do not know, and they will be very, very happy. Oh, they've been waiting. They've been waiting for so long.
And they deserve it.
They do deserve it. Okay, first, I'm going to read listener feedback. Hey, love the show. I knew I loved the show the first time I heard it. I didn't even need to listen to the second episode to see if I liked it. I just downloaded all the episodes, even to the 14th, where I am at now, and still satisfied, which is rare in a lot of things these days, I guess. Can you post on your site or reply with a list of something of all the songs you used in each of the episodes? Now, as you can guess, this is about Tales from the After Now. This is from Michael. If you're too busy to do that, please reply with the song used in episode 14 where Sean or Sean's son or whatever first enters the city of New Rome and is tripping on the bog we pumped into the place. Anyways, I love the show. When I get a PayPal account so I can use eBay without having to go through all that money order crap, I'll be sure to give back, helping the starving artist fed, clothed, happy, and alive to produce more great works. Bye, he says.
Apparently he doesn't know how much it costs to feed Sean.
It costs a lot. You know, you buy those big bags of monkey chow? That's the most economical way to feed Sean, so if you want to buy some stuff, buy the monkey chow.
Because moon pies are expensive.
Moon pies are expensive. I mean, if you want to give him a treat, throw him a moon pie. But the monkey chow will do just fine. Okay, the big news. The big news.
Dun, dun, dun.
New Tales from the After Now. Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. I just got handed. The tape is in my hands.
It's in his skinny little vegan hand right now.
Right here. You can hear it here. Sean handed it to me today. I didn't even know about it till today.
And I don't have a copy, so don't ask.
Yeah, I haven't even put it on the computer yet. It's brand new. Brand new. So it's going to go up tomorrow night, 8 p.m. I'm going to put it on Rant Radio Talk. So everybody listen in. I'm going to post it in the forums, going to put it on the front page so everybody can, so everybody knows, as many people as possible. So tune in tomorrow night, Monday, to let everyone know, brand new episode. It'll be good. I haven't even listened to it, but I've heard it's really good.
Has anything been decided as to how often this will be done, or will this be like the only one for like another year?
No, from what Sean said, it's going to be weekly.
So this is season three of the After.
Season three of Tales from the After Now. And I can't promise it's going to be weekly, but he said it's going to be weekly. You can expect at least bi-weekly.
Yeah, so you'll get a few.
Yeah, you'll get a few, and he's got a new system down. Really quick turnaround. It's going to be quick, so I'm expecting it's one per week.
All right.
So that's
that should make him happy for a while.
That's right. So new stuff from Sean. That's so everyone's going to be happy about that, I'm sure. So let all your friends know. Everybody that you know likes Tales from the After. I'll put it in the IRC as well. I think a lot of people will be able to know about it. I know it's short notice, but I want to get it out as soon as possible because I know people are jonesing for stuff. And it's something to tide you over until Patrolling comes out in 2 weeks. It's tomorrow, Schizo, it's tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or Eastern Daylight Time, whatever. Eastern Time.
Eastern Time.
Because not like daylight.
Figure it out.
Daylight and savings is going to change by tomorrow.
No.
On to the internet news, if you could post the links in there.
Okay.
Dropouts to sign on the dotted line in Chicago. Yes, you have to now sign a piece of paper saying you're a loser if you drop out of school.
Well,
go ahead.
I kind of like that.
I think it's pretty funny.
Well, a lot of people don't understand it.
Yeah, a lot of people don't understand how crippling it is to not at least get your grade 12. I mean, jeez, come on.
So I think if this helps people understand how important it is, I'm all for it.
Yep. A Chicago school system has a new requirement for would-be dropouts and their parents. They must sign a consent form warning of the possible pitfalls of quitting school, including jail time and including jail and unemployment. Jail. Arnie Duncan, chief executive of the nation's third largest school district, said the form is a way of being brutally honest about the consequences of dropping out. Students 16 to 18 and their parents now must sign a waiver of their educational rights and acknowledge that, amongst other things, I will be less likely to find good jobs that pay well, bad jobs that don't pay well, or maybe any jobs. I will not be able to afford many things like I will see others acquiring, because, you know, that's the end goal in life, to get things. I will more likely be to spend time in jail or prison. I will be more likely...
about that one.
What? What?
I don't know about that one, but...
Yeah, I guess by studies and statistics, maybe...
You will be broke, though. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, for sure. Like, people are going to see, unless you're lying on your resume, you don't have a grade 12 education. It's pretty tough. You'll be lifting boxes.
I have a friend who doesn't have a grade 12 education. He's lucky to get anything at all.
Yeah, it's brutal because, I mean, so many people have a grade 12. Who are you going to pick? Somebody who hasn't made it all the way through high school or somebody that has?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
And he has four kids, and he still won't go get his GED. So
he should at least do that. Like, take night courses. Do it at home. It's really not that tough if you sit down and do it.
No.
I will be more likely to rely on the state welfare system for my livelihood. Mm-hmm. I will be considerably less able to properly care and educate my children. Which
true too.
Which are probably all true. It's the hard and fast truth about not having brains in your head or not knowing the basic facts. I mean, I don't know how well schools teach you, but at least they teach you to think a bit. Like,
yes, they do.
Sit down and do some work for your mind. Whether it's pointless busy work or facts memorizing, at least your mind's working.
And the sad fact of the matter is that there are people out there who are homeschooling their children who shouldn't be.
Oh, yeah? Because they're just not doing a good job?
There are some dumb people out there.
Yeah, you're only going to be as good as your parents if you're doing homeschooling.
And
no more, no better.
Yeah, so your parents have been out of school for 30 years now, and what do they remember, really? Probably nothing.
Not a whole lot. Just related to their job.
So stay in school unless your vocational goal is, do you want fries with that? Okay?
Exactly.
Stay in school.
Next story, licensed and merchandise. Okay, think of the movie that would have the least amount of merchandise possible in it. Think really hard. Now, it's the
Passion of the Christ.
The Passion of the Christ. And you would think, how the hell would they do merchandising tie-ins for the Passion of the Christ? It's set in 2,000 years ago. You're not going to see Pepsi logos. You're not going to see Nike sneakers. What the hell are they going to sell from that movie? But
Jesus lunchboxes.
Jesus lunchboxes and Jesus t-shirts. No. Not quite as non-tacky as that. This is pushing the limit. I couldn't believe it when I heard this. The movie, which opened last week on 4,000 screens in 3,000 theaters, have sown a national conversation about faith and salvation. Now, retailers of jewelry, books, music, and mugs are poised to reap the earthly rewards of Passion of the Christ. Stores, both religious and secular, are stocking goodies of it, officially licensed by Mel Gibson's Icon Products. And they say they're running out of the movie's signature piece of jewelry. A nail on a strap. Yes?
That's disgusting.
You too can own a nail that Jesus got driven through his hands, and it would only make it better if they were covered in blood, but they're not, I don't think. I don't think they come with blood. You can put your own blood on it. Isn't that incredibly tacky?
Yeah, it is. I find it hard to believe that Mel Gibson would have anything to do with that part of it.
I know.
I'm almost thinking that he doesn't. He might be being forced to do that by the distribution company that's putting the movie out.
Yeah, sometimes artists, in order to get their movie out, they have to get financing from a company, and by financing from the company, they make you sign the agreement that you sign all merchandising over to them, just like bands, and that's why you hear bands' music on a car commercial. But, you know, you don't have to go that way. You do have a choice, but the choice is probably obscurity.
Well, he did put $25 million of his own money into it, too, so...
That's very, very true.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought that was incredibly tacky.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be wanting to wear a nail that was supposedly driven through the hand of Jesus. Considering that the guy who played Jesus was struck by lightning while making this movie.
A little bit of a foreshadowing of a warning.
Yes, so...
Like, you're messing it up, you're not telling the right story.
I shouldn't be telling it at all.
The next one. Losing control of your TV. In the future, the Motion Picture Association of America will control your TV set. Well, more so than they do now. Every TV sold in the United States will come equipped with an electronic circuit that will search incoming TV programs for a tiny electronic flag. The MPAA's members will control this flag, putting it into broadcast movies and television shows as they see fit. If the flag is present, your TV will go into a special high-security mode, orange alert, and lock down its high-quality digital outputs.
Yes.
If you want to record a flagged program, you'll have to do so on an analog tape or special low-resolution DVD.
I don't care.
Yeah, who cares, right?
Go ahead.
The future arrives on July 1st, 2005. Yeah, if media wasn't controlled enough, it's controlled even more now.
Gee, if we all cared about quality, we wouldn't download Divx's off Kazaa now, would we?
Exactly. I don't think people are really caring about quality at this point.
We just want to see it. That's all we want.
I mean, you could go to a theater and watch them in super crisp, celluloid, uncompressed film.
Yes.
Or you could download it on your computer and look at it on crappy resolution and...
At your leisure.
At your leisure on shaky cam.
For free.
So, you know, people have already made their choice. It's way too late to try to control the masses. And guess who's leaking it? It's your members, MPAA.
Yeah.
I wonder how the movies leak out before they're even released in the theater.
Ooh, screen or DVD? Maybe?
Yep. So I'm going to skip the next one. It's kind of related. Bush TV ads upset 9/11 families. U.S. President George W. Bush's campaign commercials on the air just one day have run into a storm of controversy for using September 11th terrorist attacks on the United States as a backdrop to highlight his message of steady leadership. Yes, George Bush is using killed people to promote his own gain.
Well, I mean, what else is he going to use? What else has he had to do for the last 4 years?
Exactly.
Nothing.
Exactly.
Okay? But also, on the other side, I think people are too easily offended.
I think they are, too.
I mean, he did lead us through it, right? Regardless of how he did it, he did it.
Yep, and we're still here, and nobody's attacked us since, and I'm speaking us as in North America, I guess.
Yes, North America, yes.
And people are too sensitive. Do they want to completely forget this, that this ever happened, and wipe it out of the history books? It did happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to go away. People are going to talk about it. Somebody eventually is going to make a movie about it.
Oh, absolutely.
Where there's going to be a scene in the airplane that crashed into the buildings.
Mm-hmm. And I hope it's not like a crappy TV movie, you know?
Made for TV, huh?
Because it's got that written all over it.
It does,
shit
really.
TV movie. with Meredith Baxter Burney in it or something.
That's exactly who I was thinking. I just couldn't picture the name.
That's right.
And they're going to have a struggle on the airplane with the box cutter back and forth. And oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, is George Bush my favorite guy? No. But, I mean, this isn't a horrible thing.
No, it happened in the United States during his presidency. Probably the one of the biggest events that happened in U.S. history.
Oh, it's probably the biggest. It was bigger than Pearl Harbor.
Way bigger than Pearl Harbor.
So
how can you avoid that event?
Yeah, how can you not mention it? You know,
that's crazy.
I mean, because it will be the event that defines his presidency, whether you like it or not.
Exactly. So this next one, I'm very, very happy about. Court overturns ban on posting DVD to scrambling code, finding a free speech violation. So now you're able to post DCSS on any website you want. All those people who are rebels and put tattoos on their bodies, well, it's not so rebellious anymore.
Mm-hmm.
California Appeals Court overturned as an unconstitutional 1999 trade secret injunction against Andrew Bunner that prohibited him from distributing the DCSS DVD decryption computer code because the court found there's no evidence that the content scrambling system encryption technology used in DVD movie discs was still a trade secret by the time Bunner posted DCSS code on his website. Which is kind of weird in a sense, because they're essentially saying if something is common knowledge enough that it's legal now to have trade secrets. So if you have some secret that a company holds and somebody gets a hold of it, say like the Microsoft source code, and if enough people post it on the internet, it's no longer illegal to have it because it's public knowledge now. So there's the secret now. If you know anything about any company, all you have to do is post on 100 blogs, and it's legal.
Yeah, this will be an appeal until long after we're dead.
For sure, because this is kind of on shaky grounds. I'm not sure if I agree with the way they did this.
Yeah.
I'm glad that it did, but I'm not sure about the way it was. It's like, okay, so if enough people know about it, it's no longer illegal. That's kind of weird.
That is a little strange, yeah. I don't know if I necessarily agree with that.
But. Yeah. But I am glad that it's no longer illegal to at least know about the DCSS code. It's still probably because they just struck down the DVD copying for software last week.
Yeah, I heard about that too.
But you're able to make it for yourself, I guess, still, if you grab it off the internet or whatever. Next one, hands off, that fact is mine. This was posted in the forums, and wow. The thing Sean's saying is all coming true, and everybody always knows that these things that he says come true. You just don't want them to come true. It's very scary. Imagine doing a Google search for a phone number, weather reports, or sports score. The results page would be filled with links to various sorts of information. What if somebody typed in keywords and no results came back? That's a scenario critics are painting of a new bill wending its way through Congress that would let certain companies own facts and exact a fee to access them.
Oh my God.
People will now be able to own information itself. It cannot
That's
be puffed.
Twisted.
It is twisted and awful. Like, you would have to go to the company that owns the information and get it only from them. Sports scores? Nope. No more sports scores. Election results? Only one source. So, in the future, if you want to know something, you'll have to go to the licensed person only. How would you like that?
This makes me want to run for Congress.
This is amazing. This is absolutely amazing. Go ahead.
Okay, all these bills are proposed by old people, okay, that don't understand technology, and they're just like, oh, that's no problem, that's okay, because they don't understand what it's about.
They're not seeing the larger implications and dangers of these. I think it's presented, I don't know how these are presented for the Congress, but it must be so one-sided and slipped in secretly that nobody knows about it until it's way too late.
Well, they distract us with other stuff.
Exactly. Big award shows and season finales and people are baring their breasts on television while secretly they're slipping in.
Yeah,
these freedom gripping laws that people don't even understand are being taken away from them.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely frightening that somebody can own information itself.
Yeah.
And it's going to get to a point where the only way you could transmit any information is by talking secretly in a dark room and sweep it for bugs first with only one person.
Yeah.
It's going to come to that point.
It's out of control. It's really out of control now.
It is absolutely out of control.
Hopefully that doesn't pass, because that's just sick.
It's absolutely sick. And how are you going to find anything on the internet or find any facts?
It's
going to be a media conglomerate, bigger and bigger and bigger, until only one company owns everything and information itself is licensed. Have you got your listeners' license yet? Because you're going to have to sign up for it soon.
If they go through with this, they might as well just get rid of the internet altogether. Because without information and the free access to it, the internet might as well not even exist.
Exactly. What is the point? The point of the internet is information dissemination.
Right.
I ran across this. It's not exactly a news story, but I read this interview with Neil Young, and he has got it dialed in. He just knows what's going on with information, music, the internet, everything. It's
Neil's
absolutely
a pretty nice. Cool guy.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He's always been cool. Here's what he said. I'm just going to read some of this. It was an interview with Wired magazine. If you can post the link there. Wired says, you're a music legend. Why be a director and internet entrepreneur too? Neil Young said, I don't have mainstream radio to count on anymore. They won't play my stuff. The internet is the new radio. To tell the stories I want to tell, I have to use everything that's available and use it all at once. I have to go through a lot to make sure people won't perceive it as just a Neil Young record, because everybody thinks they know what it is. The challenge is to remind them that they have no idea what the hell that is. In the CD liner notes, you write that you'll be corrected on the internet if you flub some detail telling the Greendale story. Anyway, let's see. Don't you want to control the use of your material? This is great. Mm-hmm. I can't control what people do. I don't want to. If they want to sell my music to someone else or send it to their friends, they can just as easily tape it off the radio as the net. MP3 quality sucks. If they want quality, they can purchase the DVD-A. He doesn't even care anymore. People can copy his music, put it on the... What he's doing now, he's like releasing the MP3s on the internet the same time he's selling his CDs. And what he does in his concerts, he knows people bootleg the concert. He's very cool with that. And he gives a little bit more each concert of a story. So he wants people to piece it together from bootlegs. It's just amazing, the concept he has going.
That's awesome.
And he's totally dialed in. It's very, very cool. So it's time to open the phone lines with Skype. And if you wanna talk with me, just message me in the IRC. I think it's gonna work well this way. And then I'll give you a call. And if you're not on my list already, you can get on the list by going to Skype.com, installing it, and putting Rant Radio in your list. That's my username, Rant Radio. So while we wait for people to do that,
while we wait, what shall we discuss?
Well, I don't know.
This is called poor planning, folks.
This
enjoy.
Poor planning. Yeah. And I know some people do want to dial in. We just had it poorly planned last week, so we're just waiting for some people to dial in. And just private message me in the IRC. And I've got a bunch of people on my contact list. I know Desert Runner's there, Mapped Sir Dork, Punk of Evil's on my list. Let's see. People that are active in the IRC. Well, Punk of Evil's active in the IRC, but I think his headset's not working very well tonight. But very excited about the Tales from the After Now. I can't wait to listen to it. And it's not the Tales from the After Now you think it is. Something is a little different.
Something different.
Yes, and I'm not going to reveal it, and you'll just have to listen to it. It's not something you're going to be used to. You may hate it, you may love it, but it's different.
Oh, they'll love it.
I know they'll love it.
They'll love it.
They'll love anything. But it is a different concept. It's still Tales from the After Now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I don't know if Sean explains why it's still Tales from the After Now, but it is still Tales from the After Now.
Do we even get to know the name of the episode, or is that a secret?
I don't even know if there is a name. I'll have to figure out the name by listening to it. Sean didn't give me a name. I don't even know if they have names, so I'll just have to make up a name.
Okay.
And it's very different. That's all I can say.
Difference is good.
Different is good.
Every once in a while.
And I'm still working on the SKTFM.TV DVDs, even though I can't sell them. I'm still working on them.
Yes, we can't sell them. We're sorry.
Can't sell them. Fortunately, I can give them away to local people, which is nice. Local people are my friends, but I'm not really able to distribute them on the internet at the moment. At the moment. Eventually, I'm sure I will be, or I'll find a way, you know.
Sure we will.
Yeah. I'll just give
them. We will not be denied.
I'll give them to my friend, Smokehouse. Give them to Art, and I don't know what happens from there, you know.
Well,
anything could happen, right?
As long as they don't do a domain search on SKTFM.TV, it's all okay.
That's right. Oops. And Art will give them to his friends because it's friends of friends, right?
Yes. I have a lot of friends.
Yeah. So do I. I have a lot of friends.
But none of them are calling me now.
No friends.
Bastards.
Oh, Poe is like, Punk of Evil's like, yep, Skype won't even load.
Well, it is a beta.
Yeah,
you know.
It is a beta. It seems to work pretty good for us, and some people it doesn't work good for. And unfortunately, it is only for Win32, but come on, people, get your act together. Kex, you have Skype loaded up. Come on, give us a call. And the Sean Kennedy radio show DVDs are done. They're done. I just have to print out some covers, and I'll be able to officially start selling them on the webpage.
You sent mine, right? It's not here yet.
No, I thought it was sent, but it's not. It's sitting in front of me.
Oh, that was the second time you told me you sent it, and you still haven't sent it.
Yeah.
What do you do all day?
And not go to the post office. That's what I do. Unfortunately, I know you're crying. You're crying.
No, I'm
you're
fine.
Okay. Okay.
I'm fine.
You're fine. You can do without it for a little bit longer.
And there's other people that want it. You know, if I decide to give out the 2003 archive as a prize, you know.
True. That's true. That'd be a good
2003 thing. Everything.
That'd
all
be a good prize, eh? It's, yes. Is it on one DVD? Did you crunch it down to one DVD?
I'll probably do one double-sided if I can pull it off.
Oh, double-sided? Are you gonna? Oh yeah, you can buy the double-sided, right?
They're about $4 or $5 a piece, but what's one or two, you know?
That's right. Exactly. I mean, as a prize or giving it away to somebody.
Right. That's what I did last year.
Yeah.
But I'm just waiting on the content, so blame Sim.
Yeah, it's all my fault that whoever Smokehouse is going to give it to is not getting their 2003. So what kind of stuff is on that? It's most of the radio shows that we're on?
Pretty much everything we did up to the year 2003 that I could get my hands on.
Right. Some of the SKTFM TV episodes, or none of those were done in 2003 either.
None of them were done in 2003, but it'd be last year's After Now be on there. All the audio shows, SKTFM audio radio shows were on there.
Right.
Still working on getting the Spastic Audio Breakdown, getting those on there.
Right.
Don Harris program is on there.
Very cool.
What else did we have? Diagonal Perspective, that's on there.
Very nice.
Don't remember what else, but there's a lot.
But enough to keep you busy for days on end.
Days on end.
Awesome. No, nobody's phoning in, so it looks like we're going to just have to talk out the rest of the show.
We're going to have to talk about nothing for about 10 minutes. Much like doing the commentary for the DVDs.
Yeah, very similar. Very, very similar.
As the old man goes through the absence for 20 minutes.
As we stare at him, wondering what to say next about him.
Yes. There's the old man and the bottle.
And he's still talking. Yep. He's still talking about absinthe. Yep. He's still on the screen.
How many people are listening? How about that?
How many people are listening right now? Let's take a look.
Yeah, we checked on that.
20 people. Not bad for really late at night, eh?
It's not bad.
Yep.
Technically, we're the number one show on the talk station.
Yes, we rock.
We're beating everybody else.
Really?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, that's pretty good. Oh, somebody stopped listening.
That's what I get for bringing it up.
Exactly. What else? Yeah, I'm still working through the commentary on the SKTFM.TV. It's all recorded.
Yes.
But it requires a lot of mixing because I did some panning. I have to get the levels right, the audio sounding nice, mix in the background audio, dump it off of the tapes onto the computer, really nice quality.
It initially was a technical nightmare to even get it to work.
Yes, to sync up for the commentary, eh?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But we did get it working, and we got through the commentary of all the 8 episodes. Did we do number 9?
No,
we didn't do number
9.
We can wait on that because it'll be on the next set.
It'll be on the next set, right?
And I'm probably going to start on number 10 pretty soon because I do have enough
content. For it.
Yeah, I have enough content for it. Some pretty good stuff. A lot of outtakes from the stuff I'm filming right now, actually. For patrolling. It won't actually give away anything for patrolling, right? It's just Sean and
yes.
You won't be able to tell what the hell we're doing.
But I still know nothing about it.
Even Smokey doesn't know anything, because I really want to keep this under wrap and just boom, hit everyone with it.
Does it irritate me? Oh, absolutely.
To the highest extent, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't work for you all day. No.
No.
I don't need to know anything. Oh, and you still haven't sent me all the info I need for the record labels either.
Because
I don't know what goes where.
All I have to do is go to those websites, and they'll tell you all the bands.
Oh, God. But I don't know which ones we play, though. That's not my problem. That's your problem.
We play some of them, and we're going to play the other ones in the future. So it's kind of pointless which ones we play now.
I'd like to have it because that way I can write a better letter.
Oh, okay. Your band. And
yeah.
We'd like to play more of your bands.
And you can't complain because it works, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Who got you Metropolis Records after all these years?
Exactly.
Okay.
Not like I didn't even try, but, you know. Well, actually, I did try a little bit. They wouldn't answer me. They're a big company.
They answered me in a day.
Oh. It was your begging, I think.
I'm a good bullshitter, man. That's all it is. You gotta bullshit these people.
That's right. Smoke and mirrors, right?
They're nice people. I like them. But still, to get anywhere, you have to bullshit people.
You have to get their attention. You have to get their attention, right?
You have to be polite and giving. Even though I have nothing to give, I can make it seem like I do. And they're like, really?
We give you the airplay.
Which is good because normally three people hear this kind of music. It's because you don't get this stuff on the radio, so we have to bring it to you.
Exactly, and being like the number one industrial and number one punk station. Like, I don't count the other ones at the top of the punk stations because, well, they're like metal. There's a whole bunch of metal in there, so they're not really punk. I don't know. Who cares?
I'm not really worried about the punk station. It's doing fine on its own.
It's doing awesome.
Who's gonna bug us about that? Is somebody with a mohawk gonna show up and go, "Hey, dude, where's my money? I gotta buy Cocoa Puffs."
Exactly. It's a similar kind of genre to industrial. They're like do it yourself. They don't care about the money. They're in it for mostly the musical. In it for the music, right? Because they're not expecting to make any money as a punk band, right?
Yeah. Most of them are pretty cool. I'm yet to have a problem with any of the labels. There was one that was a little pretentious. I won't say who it was.
No.
In case I have to talk to him again. But when he replied to me, he wrote about himself in the third person.
Really?
Which was...
It was a personalized letter, and he wrote about himself in the third person?
He was like... I don't know. He would like talk about I this person.
It's like Dave did this. Dave did that.
Yeah, it's like okay, dude. Right on. Go do some more acid.
That's hilarious. Oh, very cool thing. Porn on Beta. Actually, we're doing the final recording for the Porn on Beta album. Finished some recording just the other night. And I'll play a bit of it. It's actually, I did a little bit of mixing on it.
There you go.
Unfortunately, you won't be able to listen to it.
I'll get it in the archive. I don't give a shit.
The archive, so I'm just going to play a little bit of it here if I can find it. But a mod group that makes mods for Counter-Strike, Counter-Strike, Half-Life.
Okay.
They're making one for Half-Life 2.
Okay.
Which is not out yet. And they invited Porn on Beta to actually do the soundtrack.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
Isn't that awesome? Like, an original soundtrack, too.
If Half-Life 2 ever comes out...
Yeah,
If it's supposed to come out, like, before Christmas.
Really? Like, this year? Before Christmas or last year?
This year, but the code got stolen. The source code got stolen.
Oh, yeah.
So they'd be like, oh, we got to push it all back now.
Oh, that sucks. But, you know, good things take time. I've seen some demos of it. It looks amazing.
Yeah, I've seen some video clips of it. It looks really good.
Like, I'm not a gamer, but I know games and how good things look, and it's amazing. So let me just play a little bit of a song called Sentiment. And I've only recorded half the song for vocals. So here's the beginning of Sentiment. I'm only going to play half the song. So if you're recording this, you're not going to get much out of it. You're not going to get a full song. So it's playing right now, Smokey. You can just sit there in silence.
Okay, I'll pretend I'm hearing it.
Okay.
Let's poison out slowly.
So that's like the first half of a new song called Sentiment. So hopefully people like that. It's a slower song.
The IRC seems to like it from what I can see here.
Well, they haven't said anything, so that's good. They're not insulting it, at least. They're listening to it, I guess.
I think somebody said this is music I could blow stuff up to.
Excellent. I can't exactly see people blowing stuff up to something that calm unless you're, like, having a very good sense of irony. But that was just rough vocals. I haven't even picked out. That's, like, just one version of the vocals. Effect on it. I haven't even done all the vocals yet. There's backup parts and stuff, but I just thought I'd play it for people. I'm very happy with it. And that's just one of the tracks off the album.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that exciting? You didn't even hear it, Smokey, eh?
That was the most thrilling, quiet 4 minutes of my life.
Oh, people like it. It's groovy. Groovy with a capital G. Excellent. Good reviews from the IRC, which is nice.
And that's what's most important, because they hate everything.
And that's actually me singing, so if anybody didn't know about Porn on Beta, I'm the singer in Porn on Beta. New album coming out soon. Whole album free on the internet, off of Porn on Beta site. Absolutely free. In like ISO format, you can burn it to CD, perfect tracks, everything absolutely perfect. So I'll put it BitTorrent, and you'll be able to download it in no time. It'll be awesome.
Will you be selling pretty copies, though?
Yes. We'll be able to somehow arrange some nice copies for people with some bonus tracks on it if they want to actually support the band and send some money our way, or actually buy the album. There's going to be bonus tracks. We're going to also release a single with a whole bunch of people remixing stuff.
That's cool.
It's going to be awesome. It's shaping up to be an amazing album. And I'm happy to be able to give it away for free, because that's what it's all about. We're doing it for the art, the sake of art, not the sake of money, because why else would you be doing stuff if you don't like doing it? I mean, that's what works for, isn't it? Your job.
Yeah, that's what works for. That's what working at Walmart's for.
Exactly. Okay? Not because you want to dedicate your life to Walmart. It's get some bucks so you can actually eat some food, right, Smokey?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
So,
move out of this basement would be nice, too.
That'd be nice to move on, huh?
Yes, it would.
So that's about it for this week, I think.
Yeah, I think we about covered it this week, buddy.
About bored everyone to death.
Yeah.
But I was glad to announce the big news about the Tales from the After Now. And remember,
they'll come in droves now.
Pardon me?
So they'll come in droves now.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
So remember, that's tomorrow night, 8 p.m. West Coast, 11 p.m. East Coast, and figure it out for yourself if you live in between, or if you live in Europe or somewhere else. And it'll be available to download afterwards if you do miss it, which a lot of people will miss, of course, because people do have lives. And
it's really hard to download now, because the site that we do have with some of the older episodes up,
yeah,
it's almost impossible to download because the bandwidth limit is constantly exceeded.
Oh, is it? All the mirrors are pretty brutal?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Well, it's kind of cool, because that means everybody wants it, and it's been downloaded like a million times.
That is very cool.
But people that haven't heard it have a hard time getting it.
Yeah, so which is not cool. But maybe this will spark more interest, and people will be able to put up some more mirrors for us.
Yeah. And people ask, you know, what happened to that big Sean site I used to have, you know, with all this stuff on it? The problem is I don't have a place to put it. Not only do we need streaming bandwidth, but we also need on-demand bandwidth where people can download stuff.
Right, which applies to Smokehouse's stuff and to any of the downloadable stuff that we have.
Yeah.
Like the SKTFM.tv, I need that needs mirrors too for people to download.
Any of that stuff. If you want to help make stuff available, just let us know, because we really need the help.
Yeah. And also, if you're looking for some download stuff, there's also the FTP site, which has all of Sean's rants on it and a lot of other bonus stuff, that just miscellaneous things that are pretty cool that is related to rant media, interviews we've done and stuff like that. FTP.rantradio.com. And you can also upload stuff like albums for the industrial station or albums for the punk station or even the talk station, too.
Mm-hmm.
Or video clips, music videos. Yeah, I haven't talked about that. Music videos for Rant TV. Industrial music videos. They're very hard to come by, so I'd be really happy if you uploaded some of those. I do have some in rotation, but they're extremely hard to get a hold of.
I know where I can get some. I just have to get them. That's the thing.
Exactly. They are out there. They're just hard to get a hold of.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's it for this week.
Yeah, I think we're finished.
Finished in the literal sense. We're done. We're cooked.
207.
207 smoky time.
207 cripple time. And
3 a.m. on the East Coast.
Yeah. And if somebody actually on the East Coast is listening, you are the hardest person that I have ever met in my life.
No kidding. To listen to us. Oh, my God.
At 3 in the morning? Wow.
Brutal. Okay. So, anyway, we'll be signing off. We'll see you next week.
All right, yes.
Same time, same channel. Sunday, 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 2 a.m. on the East Coast and miscellaneous around the world.
And check you guys later.
Yeah, check you guys later. Remember, tomorrow night, well, Poe already put in the IRC just now, Tales from the Aptonow. Spelt Monday night, but wrong. But very cool. Thank you. And we will see you next week.
Later.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling that the whole country is like 1 inch away from saying, that's it, forget it? You think about it, everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. All you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.